you are, sweetheart.
ESPN. 97.5. KFNC. Mont Belvieu, Houston. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It is The Usual Suspects on a Thursday.
It's Thursday.
No, wrong show, wrong day.
Well, do you think they'd mind if we did that?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay.
Yep. So it's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a Thursday. Things are a little bit scrambled around here today. We're mixing some things up for you. So therefore, Sigmund Bloom was normally at 2:30. Is being pushed up to sometime in this next segment. We're trying to get him on right now. We got some phone issues. So when Sigmund is available, we're going to blow and go. Nick is telling me that it looks like he's a go. He should be on the line. So that's a good thing. Sigmund, are you there? Okay, so if you want to call the show and you've got a fantasy football question, it's 713-439-1560. 713-439-1560. It's a different number if you want to start calling in, and then we will stack and rack the calls. In the meantime, we still also have tweets and text messages to get through as well. So, Sigmund, without further ado, we are apologetic as always. We appreciate your time, but very sorry you've had to, we know you're a busy man, to push it back a half hour. But, of course, our listeners very, very much appreciate your knowledge and hanging in there with us.
Well, we'll keep trying.
And with that, he's still hanging in there, hopefully. Hopefully, at least he was able to hear that and say, hey, no problem, guys.
The magic of live radio. I want to know who his – I feel like I – so I had two questions I wanted to ask him right away. Who's your MVP and who's your bust?
Yeah.
For the fan through half of the season? Mm-hmm. I got to say the MVP, I think, is a no-brainer, no doubt, right?
I don't think it's as no-brainer, no doubt, as you think.
No, it's not Patrick Mahomes?
I think it is Patrick Mahomes. But I think Breeze, with every week and every win and the way he's doing things, I think he's climbing the ladder very, very fast.
Okay. Do you have a particular fantasy bust?
Well, of course, Le'Veon Bell, because most of the drafts happened before he definitely held out, and the rumor was he was going to be there for week one.
I think that would say, how many people drafted that dude?
Yeah, and their whole season was screwed.
Done. I wish I could blame my 1-7 record on drafting Le'Veon Bell, but I have to blame my 1-7 record on Patrick Mahomes, because without him, I'd be 0-8. So.
And the other thing I wanted to ask Sigmund was, with all these trades,
yep,
how their value is going to be affected? Because, you know, I think a lot of people had bailed out on Demaryius Thomas, but now that he's got a quarterback in a winning situation and a guy that's going to take most of the double teams, how's that going
to
affect him?
I happen to have him on my squad.
Is that right?
And he's been a bit of a disappointment this year. So when I found out he was traded, I was like, okay, well, things are looking up a little bit here. So, I'm glad to see Demaryius Thomas moving. But yeah, it is a good point. You have to know that some of these guys get a boost. It depends on where they go and what the situation is. I feel like Tate is definitely in a better situation.
Yeah, but again, though, you got to, what's Alshon Jeffrey's status? What's Aguilar's status? Because he's not going to be the main dog. He's going to be just one of the pack.
Yeah.
So interesting to see how some of those play out. And, of course, Cooper in Dallas. Everybody can talk about did they give up too much, but you got to believe because they got him for what they got him for, he's going to see the football.
Can I share with you something that I did? This is off the fantasy football subject, but I'm a little embarrassed by this.
All right.
Which, you know me, I'm an open book. I share embarrassing stories on this show, and then people take it too far. But I'll share this anyways.
Okay.
I have family in Dallas, in the Fort Worth area, that I stay with when I go to Dallas.
Very clean city.
Very, very clean city. But I stay with them when I go up there. So I'm in New Mexico next week for a couple days. Okay. And it's a 13-hour drive to the first casino that I'm playing on Wednesday. No way do I want to drive 13 hours overnight and try to make it on time. So I thought what I'll do is Tuesday after the show, I'll drive to Fort Worth. I'll stay with the family that I have up there and then drive to New Mexico the next morning. Right? So I fired off a text. Now, so this is my stepmother's sister that I stay with. So she's my step-aunt. Okay?
Okay.
And she, their last name is Fox, but it's spelled F-U-C-H-S.
It's not Fuchs?
Nope. It's pronounced Fox. F-U-C-H-S. So, and I stay with them all the time, like I said, because you guys know I work Dallas and the Dallas-Fort Worth area a lot. So I fired off a text to her that just said, hey, her name's Allie. I said, hey, Allie, I was wondering if Hotel Fox had some availability next week. Unfortunately,
it autocorrect
decided that it's not F-U-C-H-S. That because I apparently use the word, the F word, a lot on my text messages, I just sent my step aunt, hey, I was wondering if Hotel Bleep had some availability next week. I was like,
wow.
Oh, well, that might be the worst autocorrect I've ever had.
That's,
clean sheets and she'll leave the light on for you.
She might think that's funny. I think it's worse when you send a text to the wrong person. That's bad. And then you're talking crap about them.
I would love to have her respond and go, you sure you sent this to the right person, Barry?
Well, that's the thing, because I was like, man, what has happened? That's not that. So I told her, I was like, well, that was the worst autocorrect in the history of autocorrects right
there. Oh, so you nipped it in the bud.
I did. I wasn't going to let it linger.
No, good for you.
Are you kidding? No
way.
You
have to, right?
Yeah, that was pretty embarrassing. There's another one that happened. I got to find it. I was texting a friend of mine who's a fighter. He's now actually a referee for TDLR, but his name's Chris Reed. He was this like city manager for League City, which is like their mayor. He's a police officer. He's a badass, and he had a fight coming up, and I meant to text him and say, I hope you kick this dude's ass, but the K and the L,
kiss his ass. Is that what you
nope.
said?
Lick.
Oh boy.
They're right next to each other, the K and the L, and I'm not a proofreader. I don't go and check my texts, so I just fired off lick instead of kick,
If your actions on the show are any precursor, you're not exactly a preview before you read kind of guy. Just let it fly.
Those are the two worst autocorrects that I've ever had.
That's pretty funny.
I hope you kicked this dude's ass was not what ended up being lick. And then
the Hotel F word Fox comes out of. And
yeah.
That's still
have you,
weird.
Have you had that happen?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, I've had several instances where autocorrect got me in a bad way. I can't remember the exact specifics, but I know the minute you send it, you get that kind of tingle in your
like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
What have I done? This is the worst.
And no matter what you do, there's like no getting it back.
Nope. No, there's
you can't
not,
reel in that, that
least,
fishing line.
At least if it was a tweet, I could delete it really, really quickly.
Yep.
You notice right away and you're like, all right, I'm out. And no, not with a text. Once you send the text, it's gone forever. There's no, you can't get it back. You can't unring the bell on the text messages. So, yeah.
That's, yeah, no doubt about it. And that you think about it too. When I've been there and done that before too. When you want to bring it back and then you're like, and like you said, if it was a tweet and you delete it real quick, but you're like, did anybody? Because this day and age, people are so damn quick to screen capture everything.
Yeah.
You're like, oh no, that could really leave a mark. My wife is the worst.
Is she?
Yeah, because she's just like, she's obviously being in TV too, she's got to be so hypersensitive.
Oh, yeah.
I've told you about the housewives that sit at home and just wait to try and pounce on anything that they hear, and then they go at the station and then the station overreacts. But I like, before I even press send, I'll be like, hey, hon, you want to come over here and read this real quick? Because I'm getting the feeling that on the whole maybe I shouldn't, maybe I should thing,
right.
I probably should be leaning the other way.
I have to do that sometimes. Like, if I'm really angry, I'll have to have my wife read it. And she'll be like, man, you are so mean. So I shouldn't send that? She goes, no, that's just mean. I'm like, all right, I guess. I probably need that on stage, too. After this past weekend. So somebody texted the show and said, I'm introducing you guys to my dad. You guys are awesome. We're driving to a NASCAR race. We're driving to the NASCAR race. What race is it? Do we know?
You're asking the wrong guy. Trey's not here today either, so I don't think we have a snowball's chance in hell without Googling.
No, but he said we're driving to the NASCAR race.
I would guess it's
which one
Texas,
is it, Nick? Which,
I would what guess NASCAR, Texas Motor Speedway.
Have no clue.
Come on, man. You have one job. It's to know which NASCAR race is happening this week.
You should listen to his podcast.
Well, let's figure this out, right? Okay. So if they're driving to it, they're in, we would assume for the most part, they're probably somewhere in this area, okay?
Or
they have the app, right? But for the most part, percentages are they're in this area.
Okay.
Talladega.
Okay.
Of course, Texas the first Motor one Speedway. Would be Texas Motor Speedway.
Is there a track in Louisiana?
I don't think so. In Florida, there is, because there's obviously Daytona.
Sure.
I don't think there's any like Jacksonville, upper geographically northern
don't catch
Florida.
Me lying.
But I would say my guesses would be one Texas Motor Speedway and two Talladega.
We could just Google it.
That's what I said.
First Data 500. What?
Where?
That was October 28th. Oh, the AAA Texas 500 is November 4th.
At?
Texas Motor Speedway.
Boom.
Nailed
there we
it.
Go. See, we could figure this out.
This NASCAR moment brought to you by
Trey.
Monday Movie Moments with Trey.
Allegedly. I thought I'd do it for you, Nick.
Yeah.
The Good day pass. He's been here 2 days in a row, and then the day we need him, he's not here.
Why do we need him today?
Because of that NASCAR question.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I thought you meant just
now. Did you get any bad jokes?
We never
ideas?
Need. No, none. Thank God. I wanted to hear Trey read jokes, but nobody bought in.
So plus, if you have any bad jokes you want to run by Barry, it's at Barry is funny.
No.
Or what's the hashtag?
Hashtag send Barry jokes.
Send Barry jokes. There
no,
you go.
I don't want that.
Send them his way, and if they're good, you give them to him, and that Trey can read them on the air.
I don't want to hear that. That guy I was telling y'all about, Chris Reed, the one I said, I hope you kick his ass, but sent the L.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story where, and I know this to be true, but back when we had the cage door, he was out at Best Buy with his daughter shopping, and some guy robbed the Best Buy. And he chased him down in the parking lot and tackled the dude and held him until the cops got there.
That's impressive.
You can do that when you're a former cop and an MMA fighter. Like a guy like me is just like, I hope they get that dude. But I'm not chasing any robber through a parking lot. And then, oh no, maybe it was domestic abuse. It was one of the two. But he's just chasing down criminals.
Bottom line is, especially here with
that's
people carrying
dude.
Guns, that's shout a brave
out,
man.
Yeah, well, I think he carries as a former cop. But shout out to Chris Reed, man.
Yeah, there you go. All right, hey, we're still trying to figure out what we had going on with Sigmund Bloom. If we can get him to you, we will. If we can't, hey, we apologize. And again, you can follow him at Sigmund Bloom on Twitter. He's normally pretty good about answering questions there.
I think it's a no-go.
Yeah, and also, what's the website? It's
footballguys.com. Yeah, so we're not going to have him this week. Okay. Not going
to
happen.
All right, so go to footballguys.com, try and get those questions done as well, and we're going to continue to roll. We're in the final hour of the big show, and it's SportsBet 94.1, ESPN 97.5. It is the usual suspect. Closing time.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. Barry, Nick, and I all present and accounted for. Apologize to you, the listeners, but Sigmund Bloom, because of technical difficulties, is going to be a no-go this week. So, again,
as is Eddie Bravo.
And that's right. And because of that, Eddie Bravo is out, too. So apologizing to you guys and, of course, to them. We'll continue to work on the problems here. In the meantime, this was going to come up yesterday, and we were kind of running out of time. And someone had called in because they wanted to bring it up because I had tweeted it in the morning. But Rex Chapman, the ex-NBA player and executive, was the first one where I saw he had tweeted this out. There's a guy by the name of Mike Woodbury. He's the basketball coach at Nation Christian Academy in Florida. Christian Academy, just kind of emphasizing that for you. As part of this deal. But he evidently gets some pretty high-profile kids to play for his program. Well, one of those kids decided he was going to transfer out, and he kind of had the inclination to think that the coach might not be happy about it. So as he went in to have the meeting with said head coach, he brought a recording device and recorded the conversation. Sounded a little something like this.
Bottom line, the next thing I hear from him, get the fuck out. Just walk the fuck out. I don't give a shit. I control transcripts. I control where you go next. It could be back to Haiti, motherfucker. That's how easy it is. Listen, I'm the one thing that you don't want to cross, because I'm the dirtiest, baddest motherfucker in this earth. First of all, you can't get to my level. You can't. You can't. It's like I said when I came out and you tried to fuck fucking, you tried to get out and coach Liz and say you're going to fucking, yo, I'm going to show you this. And what did I tell you? I'm going to send your little, shut up, stupid ass. I screenshot. You know what that's called? Okay. What is that called? Face.
I don't know what it's that's called. Extortion. I've never seen
it's
that.
Called extortion. I have it on a text message, what? You dumb motherfucker. I screenshotted.
I never say if you don't. If you're not doing exactly. this for me, I'm gonna do this. No. Never that.
Yes, you did. It's it says it.
Hey, it's all good.
It's called extortion.
Look, it's all good. Like I said, I don't care.
This is what I said.
I don't care.
And they said,
I don't care about what you
hate. Just zip this. Stop talking. The rest of the thing, you're never. Nah. No, you're done talking.
Oh, I'm been there.
You're done talking. Don't stop. You're still talking.
When I just said, stop talking. We're gonna make sure.
Just you're still talking. You're done talking.
That's what I'm saying. I've been done talking.
Stop talking.
I've been done
talking. Because now I control everything. I just want you to really know that.
You control what?
I'm going to f*** you in your ass the next time you talk out of line. I'm going to get everything from you. And let it be known. I'm saying it out loud. I'm going to take everything from you.
Okay.
And then I'm going to show that. One text.
That sounds like a... Are you sure that wasn't the last fight I had with my ex-wife? Because she pretty much said all that to me.
I mean,
that was atrocious. That's a grown ass man talking to a kid.
Complete
like
abuse of power, wanting to abuse the power, doesn't care that he's abusing the power.
No.
Now, I mentioned too, because I said it on Twitter, because I got some backlash for it initially, and then people understood. You are held to a higher standard at a Christian education facility. You're supposed to not cuss, your values are enforced even more. So it's one thing to say this was a coach at a public school. Or a private school. This is a coach at a Christian academy with that vocabulary. And the other thing is, now that this thing is spreading like wildfire on social media, you'd think that the guy would have some remorse. He'd come back the next day and go, you know, I regret this. It's a learning experience. No, you know what he said? Jeff Goodman caught up with him, the guy that used to be with ESPN, that he was doing a story. And he gave the guy the opportunity to do exactly that. And he said, nope, F no. Yeah, and no. I regret the fact I tried to be a father figure. It hurts my heart. But other than that, no.
Yeah, he's trying to be a father figure. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Wow. This guy should never work again. And the fact that we're talking about the Maryland situation, this guy right here should not have a job. And it should have been already taken care of as soon as this started getting out there.
Somebody said this man's messed up, but you don't have to be a Christian to work at a Christian school. That's a good point.
True.
That's very a very good point.
The player actually said it's not the first time he threatened to send me back to Haiti. Because that's where I'm from. He did it in a game when I wasn't playing well. He told me he was going to cancel my visa in the middle of the game. What kind of person does that?
Yeah, just listen. Just listen to how, just last 10 seconds, my bad. But just listen to how he finishes, the clip finishes. Listen.
Look up the word. I know you're retarded. So yeah. take one of your friends and have them look up the word extortion for you. Right, and if you need some help spelling it, right? Maybe right. Simon can put it on a fucking word check. Just stop talking. I'm a bad motherfucker. You crossed me for the last time.
Okay, so I'm going to try to make a counterpoint here. Don't start screaming at me. You too. Don't send me any stupid ass texts because I don't care. Texters, save your tweets. But did you notice that in the first minute that we played, he said, I have you for extortion. When he brought that text up and the screenshot, the kid got very verbal. And tried to talk over the coach. In some cases, when that happens, the first feeling that I got was this kid doesn't want this to be heard on this recording. He's trying to talk over it so that he's like, no. If you can hear, he's trying to distract. I don't know what that text message was, but maybe that is the reason the coach is being like he's being.
So
and saying, you crossed me. You like basically saying, bro, you tried to extort me. You're saying that you want me to give you money. You want me to give you gear. Whatever it was. I'm just speculating on what was in the text.
So let me see if I can give you a little clarity on that. Okay. All right?
Because that's the feeling I got. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying that it had that feeling of this kid's trying to cover this up.
So after the coach said no, F no, I have no regrets about it, right?
Uh-huh.
He went on to say, and by the way, Jeff Goodman is with Stadium. He told Goodman that the player in question had been guilty of having alcohol in his room, skipping classes, theft, and trying to extort school administrators, to which the student denied all allegations when reached for comment by Stadium. He only asked for a transfer after discovering a quote-unquote damaging conversation between the coach and an unnamed woman. He claimed that the coach had a history of abusive behavior. The player said that's not the first time he threatened to send me back to Haiti and went on from there, but said that he never put his hands on me, but he said some crazy stuff to me and my teammates. So the extortion is right there with a school administrator. So maybe that's something where he had some dirt to try and cover up the fact that, yeah.
I'm not suggesting
that he had the kids perfect.
Using the R word and I'm going to bleep you and your bleep and all those things is too far. I mean, I did tell a grown man this week.
To S a D.
To S his son's D.
Okay.
Out of just anger on stage. So I kind of get where you might say some outlandish things. I'm not excusing this. This is wrong.
You can't
talk to a kid like this. I don't care what they do.
I was going
to
say, I can see.
There's no reason to
you
do this.
Cussing or dropping an F-bomb. But
yeah, you dumb
to the level
SOB,
that he took it, like you said, with the name calling
yeah.
and the things he, and the threats.
I run this. You don't want to cross
And
me.
Who is this guy? He's not Coach K or John Wooden back in the day. He's coaching at a Christian Academy high school, and suddenly he's acting like, you can't touch me, and some of his comments about, I'm above you, and I, like, stop it.
A lot of people are saying that he's the CEO and founder of the Christian school.
Oh.
That just means he can't fire himself?
If he gets enough
public backlash, believe me, he's not going
to
be
No, there. Believe me, when everybody pulls their kids out and yep. stops paying tuition, he won't be there.
And if
it
the
won't
government
exist.
Is involved and if it's subsidized in any way, shape, or form, I'm sure there's some sort of say you can have to get him eliminated if that's what you really wanted to do. But he had the leverage on the kid if that was all true. Like if the kid really did extort somebody, like he had the leverage until he started talking like that. You know what I mean? You could have just said, look, man, I know what you've done in the past.
Yeah.
You know, I can't get rid of you. Morally, you're still a piece of crap, but...
Also, I'm guessing that was an illegal wiretap because he recorded him without knowing it.
Yeah.
So, but OU Mike said, that sounded like my high school coach going easy on me.
Again, different day, different era.
Yeah,
but even still back in the day, you're not going to get it to that level. I think they're going to cuss. I think that they would be more physical with you grabbing your helmet or, you know, or those kind of grabbing your arm.
I think they'll
arm.
Take it to that level about going back to hate back in the day. I think they got racist.
Oh, yeah.
Coaches got racist.
This is a brilliant text. Can intern Trey read that coach's transcript tomorrow?
That actually would be funny.
That would be funny.
He'd be like, not that there's any, I don't mean that.
Allegedly.
I don't know the ramifications.
I'm not going to say the R word. Can I just say R word and not actually say the R word?
That was literally every Monday trying to get those recorded. Yes.
But in the script, it says, no, Trey, just, we'll bleep it. I can't say it.
But then if he had a bad day on the road getting here or something, then he would do the Shawshank or whatever, whichever. What was the one? It was Full Metal
Training
Jacket.
Day.
When he just went absolutely
full
in
metal
character
jacket.
Nuts.
Yeah.
So, all right, hey, we got a half hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. We're going to continue to roll on. And if you want to join us, well, the best way to do that is via the Twitter or the text message. 713-780-3776 gets you in on text. Or hit us up on Twitter where it's at The Producer Nick, at Barry is Funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. It's the usual suspects. Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being along for the ride on a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. We'll take you till 4. The Blitz will take you till 7. You don't have to do a thing, whether you're a sports mapper or ESPN 97.5. They'll take you home, and glad to have you along for the ride. Having some fun here on a Thursday, and also some real-time discussions. We talked about Maryland. We talked about this Christian Academy coach that had quite a lot to verbally abuse a kid with.
Do you want
to
play America's favorite game show?
Okay.
Not male golfer, female golfer.
Oh,
film.
I thought Granato was calling.
No.
But he can't.
It's Guess Barry's Water Bill. I just got my water bill notice.
That's the
notice.
Game show that is sweeping the nation.
Just got my water bill notice. Last month you guys were way off. I think you guys both said over 3 bills, and it was $228. So I'll give you that. Now, what is your guess for my water bill for the month? For those of you that don't know, 2 months ago, my water bill was $724 in September.
$185. Lots of rain. You turn the sprinklers off.
Okay. What's your guess?
Man, I couldn't tell from your tone.
I just literally clicked on it, so
I'm going to say
$225. Guys, I'm going to church. $37.
How?
How the world did you get it down that far?
$700 to $37.
That is the lowest water bill I've ever had. No, no, I'm sorry. I was just looking. There was a $25 bill. $37? God, I just got a $500 raise for the month.
Would you start doing crapping in the bushes?
I do a lot of peeing.
How in the
I do
world
a lot of peeing
did you get
backyard.
That down that low?
I don't think I ran the sprinkler not one time in the time between September and October that they billed me for. I honestly didn't run it once. That's amazing. Guys.
That's a hell of a savings. I
Daddy's
hear you.
Daddy's getting some new shoes. Oh, I'm so excited.
More?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, I got the new Jordans.
Strip club, bro.
You want to go?
Wait. Time
I mean,
on,
you
time
saved $600.
Yeah, that's true.
You can take your producer to the strip club.
That's a lot of ones.
There's one up there by Cut and Shoot.
What?
Wherever by where you live. Where you live.
What? Not Cut and Shoot?
Where is it? I keep forgetting.
Spring?
Oh, same thing. My bad. So is there
that's
one by Spring?
Close. No, I don't think there is. There a strip club near Spring, Joel?
How the hell am I supposed to know?
I just figured I'd throw you in there.
No, Haley goes to the ones in Sugar Land.
Maybe there's one in Kuntz.
Look at that. What is that thing? Oh, is that like a neti pot? Uh-oh, I can't do those things. Bless
Good
you.
Good thing you weren't distracted. Thank you.
Well, they were just shoving something in this lady's nose and pouring water.
Brett
through.
Is about to get so much germs over yeah, the next 3 hours.
No, I just sneezed I all over this. Right
sneezed all over his all microphone.
Plus, it's my own mic screen.
Oh, there you
yeah.
go.
Oh, that's that. Yeah, saves.
Because suck it's on made, it, Alex Cora. Suck on it.
Because it's made of iron, and those particles won't travel through the yeah. foam.
All over that boom microphone table.
Sorry for
the
sorry.
On and off.
Sorry, Fred. You're sick in 2 weeks, Fred.
You've got 6 days left, right, yeah, Fred?
I hope. There's
the sick is on
for
a Thursday, where Joel sneezed on a microphone, and now I've got a temperature.
There's a 45 North and Airline. There's a strip club. Is the closest one to Spring.
That sounds so ratchet.
Oh, that's
that sounds so ratchet.
Is it Baby Dolls or something?
No.
Babes? Heifers?
That sounds so ratchet. Right when you said Airline, I'm like, I'm not going. Yeah, not going. Yeah.
I think that's the closest one to Spring. It starts with an H?
Where's Onyx?
Oh, no, that's the other way.
I know. There's one on the way to... It's. I know what you're talking about.
No, no, way north.
I feel like Onyx is not too far from here.
Yeah.
But there's another one I know that's
by the way,
frequented.
If
out
there
that
was
way.
A strip club in Cut and Shoot, I am not going.
You would totally go to that.
No. Well, I would go to it for the stories.
Well, it's a convenient location to Spring.
First of all, no, it's not close. But second of all,
10 minutes.
Who would want to see a 70-year-old stripper with a tooth?
They can't be that old.
In Cut and
even
Shoot,
even
Texas?
In Cut and Shoot. Is Bro, it that bad?
What do you think? Yes. Either that or she's got like, you know, like a rebel flag tramp
70
stamp.
70 years old. That's.
I mean, I'm sure there's like some 40-year-olds
oh my God.
That they call youngin. They're like, hey, youngin. She's like 53. And she's got like a rebel flag tramp stamp. And she doesn't go out in heels. She just goes out in like boots, like duck hunting boots. But she cut the front off. They're like, so they're you can see her toes. Like,
Joel doesn't want to speak.
No, he doesn't.
No, you know why?
Why?
Because Clarence sent us a follow-up article on that coach.
Okay.
And it said, athletes who played for Woodbury in Maine were not surprised by his comments or the outrage. Now, get this, Barry.
Okay.
Emily Rousseau, 29, a female.
Oh.
I knew this day would come, she said. I honestly just thought it would come years ago. Rousseau, a former star at Biddleford High School who went on to play at the University of Maine and at Stonehill College, was on Woodbury's Maine elite team in the spring of her sophomore year of high school. He several times referred to us females as sperm banks.
Oh, my
yep,
God.
When we were 15. If he wanted us to go into a game, he would pull our ponytail and start dragging us towards the scorer's table. We had an African-American girl on our team, and he said if she didn't start playing better, there would be a hate crime.
What?
This dude right here is
okay.
garbage.
He's a first class a-hole.
Yeah, that's what it is. Wow. And hopefully he loses his job. I don't care if he founded or is the CEO.
Loses his job.
Andrew Shaw, who played for him at a different academy, said the demeaning and profane language was common in his 4 years playing for him. He said, I wish I had the gumption to record some of the stuff he said to me and my teammates. The F word, probably every third word of his mouth. Some of what's in the recording is mild compared to what he used to do to us.
So I ran across this article where a dad went to the school and whooped the teacher that sexually assaulted his 15-year-old daughter. Would that be too much to do in this case, too? If someone was pulling your daughter by her ponytail?
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Beat his ass.
This dude needs an ass whooping. That's what this is. I mean, this comes down to the fact that he needs his ass whooped. Because what he's doing is he's on this power trip, it sounds like, where he's able to talk down to these kids because he knows, one, they physically can't do nothing about it. Two, they want to be in sports, and they're intimidated. It's easy to intimidate a 15-year-old as an adult. That just sounds bad. And I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt that maybe he was angry for the extortion. Bleep this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, hope he gets his ass whooped.
Dude he actually told another student at one point they should go jump off the bridge in town. Because you've told me that, so I'm not going to. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You've
wished. He's just one of those guys that nobody can really challenge, and so that's why he gets away with a lot of the things. Like that dude in the gym who he's training for an MMA fight, but he's at his own gym and he's not getting beat up by anybody. He's beating up everybody in the gym, and he's wondering why he's getting challenged when the fight actually happens.
Yeah, why he's not getting better.
He's not getting challenged in the training camp, and so
out
in the real world, you know, he's not getting challenged at all, this guy, his coach.
Nobody's. So it's kids.
When he goes out in the real world, he just doesn't care, especially with kids, because you can bully a kid a lot easier than, you know, an adult, like a full-blown adult.
He came out on Twitter today with a statement and said, I am in no way justifying the language. However, there are two sides to every story. This conversation did not take place at school. Without indicting the player too much, there were multiple conduct issues while this student was attending school and living in my home with my wife and son. Regardless of the situation, you can't call them the R word. You can't tell them what you're going to do to them rectally. You cannot do the things and say the things that he did. It's not just cussing, coach. There's a whole lot more to that.
And y'all thought I was bad for calling somebody a douchebag one time.
Yeah, this guy's a little bit meaner than you.
Just a start, Barry. Just a little bit.
This guy should be in HR. I should get some sort of award.
For what? You insulted everybody down the hall.
No, I didn't.
Everybody in Culture Map hates you right now.
I'm sorry, but weren't you the one that basically said women shouldn't be treated equally? I mean, you basically
said that.
You basically said that.
I don't remember it that way.
You're not happy with you, man. I'm just saying.
Oh, well, I'm not worried about that. I am worried about Nicholas not giving women equal rights.
Really?
And not true.
That's what you get.
Nope.
Are we still going to Cut and Shoot Strip Club?
I'm down.
Hey, if you don't go to Cut and Shoot, you might want to go to Gallery Furniture, because Gallery Furniture is the place to be for all your furniture needs. I'm telling you, three locations to better serve you. It's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. It's in Sugarland. Yeah, in Katy and Sugarland. Right. It's the Galleria area right across from Dillard's. It's I-45 North. Exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Lots of great deals going on at Gallery Furniture at any of the three locations. Right now, you buy $4,000 or more of furniture, you get 36% back in free accessories. That's at all three locations, and each location open till 10 o'clock each night, 7 days a week, to save you time as well as money. You can double down. The Astros Rockets promotion. Buy $3,000 in mattresses. Two ways to win free mattresses from Gallery Furniture. Buy a mattress for $3,000 plus, and if the Rockets win the season-ending championship, or next season if the Astros win their season-ending championship, the mattress is free. See galleryfurniture.com for details. And of course, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. You've got people coming to your house. You want to make sure you've got great furniture. Again, $4,000 in furniture, 36% back in free accessories. It's the biggest pre-Thanksgiving super sale at Gallery Furniture. Open till 10 o'clock at all three locations, 7 days a week, with a huge selection of solid wood furniture, American made leather and upholstered furniture. Buy it, get it tonight. That's the way they do business. No back order slips. Buy today. Get it within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase price. And, of course, the one thing that Max says is always what they're going to do. Gallery really will save you money.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Final segment of the big show, the really big show, until the Blitz takes over at 4 p.m. Fred, AJ, Jong, the whole gang here. No phone line today. They're down, but you can still reach us. Yeah, that did suck. We had two really good guests on, and
we had two scheduled. Eddie two Bravo. Scheduled, yeah. So what happens? Does that mean we're going to get Eddie Bravo in the future?
I doubt it. That was just a thing because he's in town at the Secret Group this Friday or this Saturday. Hat comedy tour.
And he's normally not in Houston.
Sam Tripoli. No, normally not. So that sucks. We're not going to be able to get him back. Plus, we missed out on getting everybody their advice for the fantasy football schedule this weekend. I was curious to find out Sigmund's thoughts on MVP and bust of the fantasy season so far. But it happens sometimes. We roll with the punches and we keep going. If you want to reach us, you can still text the show. Just don't call this number. But we are still reading the text line. 713-780-3776 is the number. You can text or you can tweet us at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick. That's how you get in touch with us.
Yes, sir. So, big plans tonight for you?
Well, I won't be watching football.
God, no, I hope no one does.
I've got a lot to do.
Did you get your picks done? The office picks have to be in.
By?
The ones for the Gal Media pick.
Oh, I did those for the year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about AJ's pick.
Yeah, what? I've been sitting my Saturday morning. I wait till the very last minute.
Although his emails and texts are kind of aggressive.
Last warning. Yeah.
Get your picks in.
Yeah. Only doing this once.
I mean, I pay my $20. Don't worry about it. He texted me screaming at me to set my fantasy lineup because I'm in his fantasy league.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I don't need this much interaction.
Wait,
time
out. That's not... You can pull a Nick Sciarra whenever you feel like it, as long as you paid your money.
Well, that one's a free league.
I'm super... That's the problem. You can't keep my attention if I don't pay at least $50 for a fantasy league.
But I do understand that from this standpoint, it's not fair to the others in the league, whether it's pay or not. Everybody's still competitive. And it's not fair to the others if I'm the crap team that sucks, but I forget to change my lineup and three guys are on bye week. Week 8 was horrible for me. I had I'm not even exaggerating. I had 7 dudes on bye week 8. Thanks, auto draft. But so I was just like, whatever. I tried to add some guys, but it's still not fair when you're just leaving guys on your bench and guys
I
that
get
are either
that, but
hurt
I mean, at the
or
same
whatever.
Time, but the other thing is that then you should be interactive in other ways too. Nick's sitting out there trying to make deals because he's actually engaged in his football team and he's trying to make some deals and then everybody just sits on their hands and he can't get anybody to budge. And it's not like he's trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes.
I mean, you
know
him. He's not fair.
I'm offering all kinds of good players.
What deals are you offering?
I offered Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
For Zeke. Fair deal. Totally fair deal.
He has a surplus.
Who do you have?
Which
you have Antonio Brown.
I offered Antonio Brown for Kamara as well, and I got no. Diggs for Kamara, no. Antonio Brown for Kamara, no. Then I did Antonio Brown for Zeke, no. Diggs for Zeke, no.
And this is to the same two guys? This
yeah,
person,
one dude. He's,
so it's two people have Kamara and Zeke, or is it one guy that has both?
No, it's two different guys.
Okay. I was going to say. So you obviously, who's your running backs right now?
Garbage. I have Deion Lewis as my number one.
Obviously, that's why he's trying to get one. Yeah, because he's got a surplus of receivers.
And Cannon, I just drafted him because I had no other running back.
You should go get Ty Montgomery. That's a big...
No. No. He ain't on your team no more. You're good.
Yeah, why are you defending him with those mean
looks? I'm looking out for you, Nick, because I don't want you to make a boneheaded move try to needle you. Why don't you go out and get a closer?
Yeah.
Work that one out. Greg Holland's
I'll be ready
available.
For MLB Fantasy.
Oh, God.
The offseason is like 2 weeks in MLB.
You have no worry.
I'll
never
set my lineup
you.
Every day.
After the pathetic year you turned in,
how did that turn out, by the way?
Bad.
I didn't finish in last place,
You're
right?
still losing games. And that was 2 years ago. It was the worst fantasy team I've ever seen. It was the worst managed fantasy team I've ever seen in my whole life.
And now that you're dialed,
and one year
like
my
karma.
Cat played. 1 year my cat played and did better than you.
It's almost like karma. Like now you want to go out and make deals and want to improve.
Dude, nobody.
And people
literally.
Are like, were any of these people
Shay,
in your other
Jerry,
baseball league?
Ron,
That's what you get.
Everybody, literally, nobody is even responding to me about my deals. Nobody.
Because they don't think you give a rat's ass.
It's not true. I'm setting my lineup. Nobody's like on buys being started. Like, I'm being proactive. It's $50. I'm all over it. Yeah.
Freak them out. I mean, you got to get their attention. So tell Jerry you got a can't miss bet. You got a can't miss call on a bet. He'll go, "What's up?" And then you can say, "Hey, man, you know what? I just want to get your attention. I'm trying to make a deal."
Jerry Bowe's got David Johnson. Doesn't want to get rid of that.
Why do you want it?
Right? Yeah, you don't want David.
He's
Johnson.
Awful
because the running back depth I got is terrible.
Who's your RB2?
You can't Cannon give up a big time receiver for him.
Garbage, huh?
You can't give up one of those Diggs or Antonio Brown.
Yeah, his numbers are not as good this year, but I would have given him another wide receiver.
You still have to score points. Yeah. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of depth at wide receiver.
Don't be desperate. Don't make a desperate move.
No, I got Tyler Boyd.
Okay,
I got Dez Bryant. I just realized what he was
thinking. Thank you.
Sammy Watkins is actually having a decent year.
You still got Will Fuller on the outside, don't you?
Tony D had Will Fuller. Took advantage of that great game he had right before he tore his ACL.
Maybe you're going about this wrong. Maybe what you need to do is try to flip the receiver first for a couple of folks and then add depth that way.
Maybe. But no one's even really entertaining trades. They're not even responding.
What if you could get two RB2s instead of trying to go after a one?
Because
is it a PPR league?
Yep.
A lot of folks aren't going to give up our RB1, especially if they...
I've offered for RB2s. I have.
But a combo platter. If you could get a couple of guys that are better than what
Javorius,
you got.
Javorius Allen of the Ravens. He's an RB2. He might even be an RB3 in some leagues.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, don't undervalue what you got. You're giving up some good guys.
If you could get
guys.
Lamar Millers. If you could get a couple of Lamar Miller style backs for one of those receivers, might be in better shape, especially since he catches the ball out of the backfield.
Or Nick, like if it's, for instance, like for Miami, look for a team that's struggling now, but if they get Tannehill back, the guys might like Devontae Parker and guys like that. Maybe you can get someone that's frustrated to unload someone like that, and then when Tannehill comes back late in the year, you make a push.
I'm trying, dude. I'm trying. I really am trying.
Somebody said, Barry, you going to the shoe show after the broadcast with that water bill money. By the way, I jumped online. The Jordan 11s, dropped.
Oh, I thought you got the newest new ones?
The Platinums?
The new 20 or the 30 whatevers that are coming out that we were talking about?
No. These were the 11s.
Oh, okay.
So they dropped some 11s that were, they called them Platinum. And I think they look great. And apparently nobody is buying these Jordans. And that surprised me because 11s usually sell out no matter what. But I guess all the hype beasts
You
are
know,
like,
the last one that they released didn't do well either. That was the kind of the green. It looked black from a distance. And when you got closer, it was green. Yeah. They struggled to sell those.
Well, they're apparently struggling with these. I liked them. I hopped on. I couldn't even believe that I could get them. And apparently nobody's buying them, but got them in. They look great.
I see it.
They look great.
Yeah, I see some of them. They got them marked down to like 129 now.
They're dirty. Like they're scuffed and stuff. I should just send those back and get them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Just make sure they're not Barclays from a year ago.
Yeah.
That'll cost you. No. All right. Hey, we appreciate you being along for the ride on another great show. We're going to be back for an FEF Friday tomorrow, and you should be too. We'll have a comedian of the week and all kinds of fun and games and shenanigans leading into the weekend. But for now, we're leading you right into the number one show in all of Houston. It is The Blitz. It's Fred. It's AJ. It's Jung. They're next. You do nothing, and you get entertained. You can't beat that. Have a great night, everybody.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah,
boy. ESPN 97.5.